Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Glad you're able to tolerate producer Paulie and I for the week, especially the way this week has gone. I've gotten into trouble over hot tubs this week. There's some ridiculous story about a motorcycle that is yet to be told, but will be tomorrow morning at 6:40. And this morning, I've been talking about this crazy idea I had to give up beer from the beginning of September until Christmas. Just thought maybe I could, get the Buddha belly in check before the Buddha belly checks me.
Get in my belly!
And everybody else as I'm walking down the hallway of this radio station. I could belly check people into the walls around here. Actually, that's kind of fun. It's not a bad idea. Do some belly bumping. Anyway, I didn't think it through, I guess, entirely. Thank you, by the way, so much for all of your support and great suggestions. Our Facebook fan page at country1067.com is absolutely littered with comments of support. Other ideas, giving yourself a cheat day.
Any outrage?
Not a whole lot of outrage, I wouldn't say, no. But most people were quick to point out that Oktoberfest falls between the beginning of September and Christmas Day.
You picked a bad time to do this.
I didn't think. Maybe I'll just drink light beer at Oktoberfest. Or maybe I'll give myself 9 cheat days during Oktoberfest, which starts on October the 9th. We'll see what happens. But one thing that did happen that I fully expected to happen was I got a text message from my favorite bartender. If you think I make any of this up, it's not true. I
Who
do not.
Who texts their bartender?
I do. I do when I'm going to be coming.
Maybe
I'll
you
be like,
should give up beer because you have a drinking problem.
Yeah, she texts me my favorite special when it's on for lunch. Anyway, so I get this text message at 8:14 this morning. Okay, Mike, no beer till Christmas. What's the deal? To which I responded, I knew you were going to be upset about this. And then I realized she didn't even know. She thought, her husband, Lindsay's husband, Andy, listens to the show all the time. Lindsay's a little bit of a later starter in the day and doesn't get us at home. So she says, I thought Andy was with me. It's okay. I make a mean vodka water. That was our running joke during Lent 2 years ago when I gave up beer for Lent. She would give me a water and we'd call it a vodka water. And now I have someone not drinking beer with me because Lindsay is expecting. Am I allowed to say that on the radio, Lindsay? Too late. Anyway, then she asks, are you pregnant? I said, no, I just look like I am. So I don't think that's really upset, right? Lindsay's fine.
Well, it's just beer you're giving up. You could still have,
vodka water.
Yeah, or yeah. Ryan Coke or something.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.